Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Catherine Smith. The poem this morning is called Elephants Born Without Tusks by Allison C. Rollins. Rollins is a librarian by profession, and I think it shows in how this poem gathers up information on a variety of topics and then sort of catalogs and curates that information into the poem's images. Elephants Born Without Tusks. The Washington Post says that green burials are on the rise as baby boomers plan for their futures. Their graves marked with sprouting mushrooms, little kneecaps crawling up from the dirt's skin like Michael Brown, decomposing into the concrete, ending as a natural product of the environment. Elephants are now being born without tusks, their genetics having studied the black market. DNA, a spiral ladder, carefully carved from wooden teeth of founding fathers. Never let a chromosome speak for you. It will only tell a myth, an ode to the survival of the fittest. Peppered moths are used to teach natural selection, their changes in color an instance of evolution. Birds unable to see dark moths on soot-covered trees. The number of blacks always rising with industry. Life is the process of erosion, an inevitable wearing down of the enamel, the gums posing the threat of disease. Most websites suggest biodegradation, a coffin made from pine or wicker. The man in the paper said, "I want to be part of a tree. Be part of a flower, go back to being part of the earth." I imagined my mother then, her short cropped hair like freshly cut grass, immune to the pains of growing. The natural burial guide for turning yourself into a forest sits waiting in my Amazon shopping cart. Pink salmon have now evolved to migrate earlier. I am familiar with this type of middle passage, a loved one watching you move on without a trace, the living inheriting an ocean of time, the sun rewiring the water-damaged insides, cells desiring to go back where they came from, certain strands of your kind now extinct. That was Elephants Born Without Tusks by Allison C. Rollins, from her book Library of Small Catastrophes, published by Copper Canyon Press. I'm Catherine Smith.